This is TechCrunch.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
HustleFund doubles down on its mission to build the YC of angel investing, by Marianne Azevedo. What do a chef in Turkey, a pilot in Australia, a physical therapist in Oregon, a submarine operator in the military, and a DJ in the Bay Area all have in common? They are all members of HustleFund's Angel Squad, an investment community for new angel investors. HustleFund is an early-stage-focused venture firm built by former 500 Startups partners Elizabeth Yin and Eric Bahn, which closed its third fund with $46.1 million in capital commitments last September. In 2021, the firm came out of stealth with Angel Squad, which was formed with the goal of making angel investing more accessible to more people. Via Angel Squad, HustleFund has aimed to build an inclusive investor community, make minimum check sizes low and accessible, think as little as $1,000, provide angel education, and give investors a way to invest in startups alongside HustleFund. What started out as an experiment of sorts has turned into HustleFund's biggest revenue generator. Angel Squad has grown to over 1,500 members, up from 900 last September, and over 3x what they were in the second quarter of 2022, according to Angel Squad co-founder Brian Nichols. This is very counter to the narrative that angel interest has decayed. I think that is absolutely true in the tech ecosystem, but I think the curiosity of folks outside of tech has only increased, he told TechCrunch. They're able to think more objectively, so they realize that now is a much better time to invest than during an overhyped bull run. To date, HustleFund has invested $23 million via special purpose vehicles, SPVs, into 65 deals with squad members in companies such as Rupa Health, Karat, and Forage. Currently, Angel Squad accepts 250 squad members for each of its quarterly cohorts. The group hails from all over. 75% of members are based outside of the San Francisco Bay Area, and 25 countries are represented. 10% are underrepresented and 30% are female. Singapore is home to the third largest population of Angel Squad members, behind only the Bay Area and New York City. One reason that HustleFund may be attractive to wannabe angels is that you don't have to be accredited to become a member. In fact, the firm says non-accredited angels are not only welcome, but Angel Squad will also compensate for the cost of the Series 65 test. Members can join the squad by paying either a quarterly or an annual fee. Unlike some other angel groups or status-oriented groups, we really don't want it to be like a mark of I'm in the club and you're not, or I'm in this exclusive thing and you wish you could be in it, Nichols added. It's the opposite of that. We wanted to illustrate that they are part of an inclusive community that's open to everyone. Something we really believe in HustleFund is this mission piece of empowering more angel investors to fund companies in the same way that HustleFund empowers more founders to start companies. I think you start to see the second and third order impact of that over time as the founders and the investors start to become much more diverse in nature. To Bahn, HustleFund co-founder and general partner, Angel Squad is attempting to redefine what it means to be an angel investor. For the longest time, an angel investor was just a rich white dude on Sand Hill Road, and that was also just a VC. It was like the same thing. But what about everyone else in the world? There's so many people who should be doing this, and they didn't think they can, and they didn't know where to start, he told TechCrunch. We'll show you where to start and give you access to invest alongside us. To become a member, Nichols said the number one criteria is that a person not be an a-hole. For AngelList CEO Avlok Kohli, Angel Squad's mission is very much in line with his organization's. While the names sound familiar, there's no relationship other than Angel Squad is a customer of AngelList. It's not a competitive relationship, he wrote via email. We've built the platform for other VC funds to build their business off of. Angel Squad, in his view, is building a captive network of angel investors and, in some cases, opening up access for more people to invest in startups. Not many funds are actively doing this, he added.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.